Proclamation number 8100 of 12th of February, 1962. God's protection for his vessels. Loving Father words. You should not doubt my love, and therefore you should also not believe that I close my ear when a prayer reaches me in spirit and in truth. What a person's heart feels when it prays to me is the only decisive factor for me to hear his prayer. And if he asks for spiritual gifts, if he asks for what solely serves the salvation of the human being's soul, then he can truly expect his requests to be granted, for then it is also a prayer in spirit and in truth which ascends to me. And this is also a guarantee for you that you need not fear any error if you desire the truth and ask me to protect you from wrong thinking. How gladly I comply with such a request, because I want to give you the truth and only have to recognize your desire for it, which you prove by asking me to protect you from error. And then you can truly accept everything as pure truth which is conveyed to you from above as evidence of my love for you, which wants to bestow gifts of grace upon you in order to facilitate your ascent to the height. I am your Father. You must always remember this when you are afflicted by doubts, when you are in fear, in the stress of body and soul. Your Father has the power to take everything from you, to do everything for you, and no thing is impossible for him. But your Father is also full of love for you, his children, and therefore he will do everything that serves you for the salvation of your souls. And if you only ever look at me, your God and Creator, as your Father, you will also have utmost trust in me, and you will also not let such misgivings arise in you that I will lead you astray who strive for the truth. Only ever remember that I am your Father, and then you will also trustingly come to me with every concern. You will not need to be anxious and converse with me like a child talks to its father. For I understand all your weaknesses and take them into account if only I see that you are willing to live to please me. I assess your will and help you to overcome all weaknesses if you trustingly submit them to me and appeal to me for help. For such prayers are directed to me in spirit and in truth, and I do not overhear them. And again I have to emphasize that I myself choose my vessels which are to receive my flow of spirit in the last days before the end and pass it on, because the spiritual adversity in the last days necessitates this. Admittedly, I require a person's voluntary dedication in order to make him suitable for a task which is extremely significant for the last days. Yet I can only entrust such a mission to those who can also demonstrate the necessary prerequisites for it. And this can only be judged by me, for only I see into the individual's heart, only I know whose will is so devoted to me that he gives himself completely to me and is only ever willing to serve me. And I will fill his heart with gifts of my love. And he himself will also mature from the spiritual knowledge which I now let flow into his heart, because people need light in order to find the path which leads upwards. You humans should not believe that I lack the power to erect a protective wall around such a vessel if I want to let the pure truth flow into it, to open up a source from which the purest water of life flows, which is intended to help people heal their souls. You may not deny me this power, you who believe in a God who is love, wisdom and power in himself. The human being's will is indeed free, and he can work against it without being prevented by me. Yet my wisdom was also at work when I prepared my vessel for myself, for it was based on the will of a person whom it recognized as rightly directed and was therefore also able to choose that person as a vessel. For my love for you humans wanted to help you to emerge from spiritual adversity. And it also knew the right means, which consisted of lighting a light for you so that you could see and now also consciously take the path to me. You humans lack the light of truth, and therefore I kindled it for you. And truly, I only give you truth, and I protect all from error who only sincerely desire the truth. And that I can do this you will not doubt, that I want it is guaranteed to you by my greater than great love. And my wisdom recognizes the right ways, the right means, and also the human hearts which long for light. And to all of these I will guide the light of truth, and they will recognize me myself when I speak to them through you, who thus serve me as right vessels, as is my will. Amen.